two of this month's mega deals, including Dell, involve something that might sound counterintuitive. They're going private. So why would a company want to leave Wall Street and the wealth and prominence it can bring? NPR's Dan Bobkoff has some answers.
For Dell, the computer industry has changed dramatically. We now buy sleek tablets and use cloud computing. Dell needs to change its business. But when you're a company traded on Wall Street, change can be hard. Stephen Davidoff is a law professor at The Ohio State University.
Because you have shareholders that sometimes have short-term interests. They're not looking to hold their shares for years. They often sell on fear.
Going private can take away that short-term pressure from shareholders who want results now. Dell's founder, Michael Dell, suggested as much, saying the deal will help the company continue its long-term strategy. Kevin Callahan is managing director at Berkshire Partners, a private equity firm in Boston. He's helped a handful of companies go private over the years. When a company needs radical change, he says it can be easier out of the public eye.
Which might mean that they forego some sales for a few quarters or a couple of years. It might mean they have to exit certain businesses they're in.
But he says it's not just struggling companies that opt to leave Wall Street. For some, it just doesn't make sense to be publicly traded. It's a lot of work to comply with rules and requirements. If a business is not growing much, the markets might not give it much attention. Its management might think it's worth more than investors give it credit for. At that point, they might come to a private equity guy like Callahan and say, "Hey, I'm thinking of going private."
It's a decision that companies take very, very seriously and very, very rarely, I would say.
Callahan says for founders and management trying to buy back the company, there's also the risk of other bidders' counteroffers.
The people who initiated the process to take the business private can have their offer topped. They can lose control of the process.
There are other risks, too. Jeffrey Pfeffer, a professor of organizational behavior at Stanford Business School, says management and founders sometimes overestimate their ability to turn things around.
A lot of this is associated with hubris or pride. You think you know better. You think you're smarter than the world.
But wise or not, expect more companies to follow Dell and Hines down the path of private ownership. Before the Great Recession, about a quarter of deals were so-called leveraged buyouts that took companies private. In recent years, that number has been about 10%. Stefan Seelig is executive vice president at Bank of America Merrill Lynch. He's been involved in most of the high-profile deals of late.
February has been the biggest month in a long time.
The start of this year has seen a 144% increase in the number of U.S. mergers and acquisitions versus the same period last year, according to Dealogic. Seelig says what's fueling all these deals is plentiful capital, low interest rates, and pent-up demand. But investors still have to like the terms. Some of them think Dell is worth more than the offer on the table. Likewise, some wonder why Hines didn't look for other suitors. To get off Wall Street, you still need Wall Street's approval. Dan Bobkoff, NPR News, New York.